Microsoft Build 2025. Redmond triples down on AI, but what help does it need? Mark Vinat, Microsoft Build 2025. Satya Nadella and his leadership team laid out a clear, ambitious roadmap for the company's AI strategy, centered around a fully integrated platform that fuses developer tools, agents, infrastructure, and partnerships to drive the next era of intelligent software. Across two keynote days, Microsoft introduced a slew of new offerings that turn GitHub Copilot from an assistive AI tool into a full-fledged agentic development platform. The major theme? Developers aren't just writing code anymore, they're orchestrating intelligent systems. The key message is, Microsoft as the agentic AI platform, Microsoft framed the conference around the concept of the agentic web and the rise of autonomous software agents. The company is positioning itself as a platform where developers can use agents and build, deploy, and orchestrate them across the full stack. This strategy spans development environments like Visual Studio and GitHub to enterprise platforms like Microsoft 365 and Azure Foundry. Nadella emphasized that we are now in the middle innings of another major platform shift, on par with Win32, the web, and cloud. This shift, he argues, will be driven by agents that are reasoning over data, interacting with tools, and working collaboratively with humans. Three key principles underlie Microsoft's agentic push. 1. End-to-end transformation, from coding to deployment operations. Every phase should be enhanced by AI agents. 2. AI-driven, not AI-assisted. Agents aren't just helping, they're completing tasks autonomously. 3. Openness and choice. Microsoft is building an open ecosystem that supports third-party models, APIs, and tools. Major announcements, from Copilot to Foundry 1. GitHub Copilot transformed into a full agent GitHub Copilot now supports end-to-end workflows. You can assign it issues to it and autonomously opens PRs. It integrates with Figma for design imports, handles commit messages, and performs full-scale code generation. The new Copilot agent mode allows developers to scale themselves by offloading boilerplate tasks and even implementing sophisticated logic. This capability turns Copilot into a peer programmer, not just a pair programmer. 2. Foundry becomes Microsoft's Agent Factory. Azure AI Foundry is Microsoft's Agent Development Factory, a full-stack platform to build, deploy, and manage AI applications and agents. Key capabilities include model choice, access to 1,900-plus models, including OpenAI, Hugging Face, and now Grok from xAI. Agent service, tools to deploy, monitor, and scale agents. Agent knowledge and orchestration, ability to integrate data from Fabric, SharePoint, Databricks, and coordinate multi-agent workflows. New developer tools, GitHub versus Code Extension, Model Router, and fine-tuning support for enterprise-specific use cases. 3. Copilot Studio and Microsoft 365 Copilot Expansion. Microsoft 365 Copilot now support a new app with 5 integrated functions. This UI scaffolding helps users interact with both data and agents. Copilot Studio now allows fine-tuning, where enterprise users can adapt AI to match their tone, domain expertise, and business processes. 4. Autonomous agents for reliability and migration. Microsoft introduced agents for site reliability engineering and legacy modernization. SRE agents can autonomously detect and triage incidents, suggest remediations, and roll back deployments. Copilot can now handle migrations from Java 8 to Java 21 or Net 6 to .NET 9, completing dependency analysis, upgrades, and testing. 5. New partnerships and open ecosystem. Microsoft is integrating Anthropic's Claude and OpenAI's Codex into GitHub. Copilot for VS Code is being open sourced. GitHub is evolving into the organizing layer for agent orchestration. Top challenges for Microsoft's AI strategy. While Microsoft's technical vision is compelling, execution at this scale will face several headwinds. 1. Developer trust and workflow disruption. Convincing developers to hand over core responsibilities to autonomous agents will take time. There's still lingering skepticism around AI's reliability and the risk of hallucinations, even in coding environments. Microsoft will need to prove consistent quality, transparency, and explainability. 2. Model choice versus complexity. Offering a wide variety of models sounds good in theory, but choosing the right one for each task can confuse enterprise developers. Microsoft is addressing this with Model Router, but operationalizing multi-model workflows adds new layers of complexity. 3. Orchestrating multi-agent systems. Managing a team of agents with specialized skills, some deterministic, some generative, is a massive orchestration challenge. Microsoft will need to simplify debugging, state management, and agent collaboration. Tools like Threads and Orchestration in Copilot Studio are just a start. 4. Platform lock-in versus openness. Microsoft promotes openness, but the deeper integration of Foundry, GitHub, M365, and Azure creates a tightly coupled ecosystem. Developers and CIOs may worry about over-reliance on Microsoft stack. 5. Enterprise readiness and compliance. Microsoft's AI agents will only be adopted if they meet enterprise needs around compliance, security, data residency, and auditability. Copilot tuning and Foundry support for permissions-aware models help, but enterprises will expect end-to-end assurances. 6. Competitive pressure from open source and Google. While Microsoft is out in front, competition is heating up. Open source agent frameworks and Google's Gemini platform target similar workflows with lighter weight, more modular solutions. The strategic role of OEM relationships, Microsoft's OEM ecosystem, will be critical in making this AI vision real. AI experiences need to be accessible across client devices, and the company is counting on its PC OEM partners to preload Copilot capabilities in Windows PCs. Equip devices with NPUs to accelerate agentic workloads locally. Optimize user experience by balancing cloud and edge compute. Additionally, ARM partnerships point to Microsoft betting on power-efficient client-side AI. With Qualcomm's Snapdragon X Elite chips gaining traction, Microsoft will lean on OEMs to scale Windows AI PCs broadly and quickly. Final Thoughts Build 2025 showed that Microsoft is all in on agentic AI. It is not simply enhancing apps with AI features. It is trying to redefine the entire software lifecycle around agents. By transforming GitHub VS Code and Azure into a cohesive agent factory, Microsoft is giving developers a scaffolding to move from coding logic to orchestrating intelligence. Still, this transformation depends on execution across many fronts: trust, usability, cost, compliance, and partner support. Microsoft's ecosystem depth is a major asset, but only if it can keep its tools open, its agents reliable, and its OEMs aligned. That OEM alignment will become especially critical in driving adoption of Copilot Plus PCs in commercial and enterprise markets, where uptake will likely be very slow. Enterprises have higher expectations around app compatibility, security, manageability, and long-term support. Microsoft must do more to help OEMs meet these demands, especially with ARM-based Copilot Plus PCs. The company also needs to broaden the value proposition of these AI PCs by expanding the library of enterprise-grade experiences that clearly boost productivity, IT efficiency, or user satisfaction. Build was a developer-first event, and that focus was evident throughout the keynotes. But the near-complete absence of discussion around how OEMs will help scale the next wave of AI hardware was a major oversight. Without stronger PC OEM partnerships and a more complete Copilot Plus experience portfolio, Microsoft's vision risks stalling at the edge. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptix, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or have provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, Given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.